changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to take a bit of an esoteric leap today, also a spiritual and philosophical one. And I want to invite you to just go along for the ride with me, because I know for a fact that innately you're going to resist this. It's something I began to think about decades ago when I was studying to become a minister, because that is one of the common questions that people ask you. You know, what is your view of the afterlife? Where do people go? What happens to us after we die? And I stumbled upon this quote from Confucius, which said, "Don't worry about the afterlife. You haven't gotten this one figured out yet." And I began to toy with the idea that there might not be an afterlife. What if there were no afterlife? That's a better way of putting it. Just ask myself and ask people that. What if there were no afterlife? How would you live your life differently? Well, now, a lot of people, their religion is based on the afterlife, and they feel that if people don't have the threat of either a good versus a bad afterlife, they won't live nice or play nice in the world. That doesn't seem to be working, in my opinion. We still seem to have as many people that are acting out of integrity with the rest of us. And so that eternal threat doesn't seem to be working a lot. It occurred to me then, why do well? I told you this was going to get esoteric and philosophical. Why do well to other people? And it comes down to the golden rule: as you do unto others, so shall it be done unto you. That's not a suggestion. That is karmic law. That is saying that is what is going to happen for you. So when we put out good into the world, when we put out love into the world, when we put out peace into the world, it is returned to us. Now, there are unloving, uncaring, unpeaceful people. And ultimately, what matters is how we approach life and how we feel good about it. If you sit down and actually think about the people who have treated you poorly, and I've got a handful, and the people who have treated you nicely, it's hard to even remember all the people who have treated you nicely because there are so many of them. So if we didn't have an afterlife, if human beings didn't think about that, this is another thing that occurred to me. I have actually known people who have expressed some version of this. You know, I hate my mother. I would like to be connected with her, but I hate her and she hates me and I don't ever see that changing. But they have hope that in the afterlife, they're going to be together and they're going to resolve it. It occurred to me that if we did not think that we were going to have this eternity with someone, we might, excuse me, treat them better in this life and also worked to build better bridges with other people. After life. After life. It's an interesting concept because even it denotes that there's an afterlife after life. In other words, when life is complete, then there is this ongoing thing, but it's called afterlife, even though it is ongoing life. Hindus believe in reincarnation, and they believe that the more noble, the more ethical, the better person you are in this life, then the higher, more evolved, more fortunate you are going to be in the next life. So again, it comes down to doing well and ultimately receiving a benefit. The thing is, doing good in this life is what makes us feel good in this life. I forget who said it, But there's a famous quote about the tragedy of the thief is that he can trust no one. We live out our own karma based on how we are in this life today. So how might you treat the world if this were it? That's another way of looking at it. A lot of people believe, well, I'll go through this life and I'll get as much out of it and I'll do as much as I can for other people and enjoy it as much as possible. And then ultimately, I'll spend the rest of my life in heaven. Nobody ever believes they are not going to heaven. Well, I guess they do. But what if we said, okay, when it's done, it's done. When I draw that last breath, that is it, that last exhalation. Would I live this life with a little more gratitude and a little less worry, with a little more appreciation and a little less criticism? If I knew that this were it, would it not make it that much more precious? Would it not make it that much more precious? Ask yourself, how differently would you approach life if you thought life would end when you do? Think about how you might treat other people. A lot of times I know, and this is not a criticism, I know that I get comfort in this too. I imagine that I'm talking to my mother, who died many years ago. Now, some would say I'm actually talking to her because she is still actually alive as a spirit in the other world. What if she were not? How would that make me feel? It probably would change absolutely nothing because the connection that I have with her is still here. Even though she is gone, she is still here. I see her. I think I've shared with you that I have this slideshow that pops up on my computer as a screensaver. And I have pictures of my mother as a young girl, as a young woman, as a teenager, and as a mom. And sometimes an image of my mom will pop up alongside an image of my daughter at the exact same age. And I realize that my mom is still here. They look so much alike. They even talk alike, some of their mannerisms. And yet Leah didn't get to spend an enormous amount of time with her. It's just genetic. So my mom is still here. I know this is a big concept. One of the things, there's a lot of people nowadays who claim to be atheists, agnostics, etc. And I really think it's because they're turned off by traditional religion. Even with that, somewhere around 90 to 95% of people believe in religion and also believe in an afterlife because they believe it serves them. And all I'm doing is asking you to take a mental trip and ask yourself, how differently would I live and act if I didn't believe that? Would I treat the world more preciously? Would I spend more time with people? Would I truly, truly be more present and more grateful? Which is really the ultimate thing that we're going for. Because you can have everything you want, and if you're not grateful for it, I got up this morning and the scale is finally getting back in the area that I like it to be. Now, is that important in the long run of things? What's interesting is that my mind often wants to focus on the couple of pounds I have left to go rather than the pounds that have already gone. Focus on what is. Enjoy what is. Savor what is, because there's never going to be enough. You're never going to have enough. I once saw a man speak who was his net worth was almost $500 million. And the first words out of his mouth were, "There's no such thing as enough money." So when we give up that concept and when we begin to live this life here now, petting the dog, smelling the flowers, enjoying that cup of coffee, enjoying that time with friends, that's when life gets good. Give that a try today. You'll be surprised at how different your life will be when you consider, what if this is it? How would I act? And what kind of a karmic experience do I want to draw to me?
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.